Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Idyas, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Our Torah of Shas continues. Hey, I hope you remember this Mishnah from Masech des Psachim, but even if you do, Chazara is always a good thing. Something that becomes tummy from an Av HaTumma goes down one level to Rishon LeTumma. Something that becomes tummy from a Rishon LeTumma goes down one level to a Sheini LeTumma. What about a sheni that touches an avatumah? It goes up a level to a rishon letumah. Next, it is aser to be metama or to trigger, even indirectly, any tumah for truma or kachim. Kachim means karbonis. If truma and kachim become tameh, it's a mitzvah to burn it. Basically, the shail of our Mishnah is, if truma and kachim became tameh, but it's a lower level of tumah, is it so terrible if it now becomes tummy, a higher level of tummy, being that it was tummy anyway? Zakta Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina, Skan HaKehanim. Rabbi Chanina, who was the Skan to the Kayin Gadol. And like we've already mentioned before, the famous Vatra of Meir Shapiro. You should have been Skan Kayin, and then the next time you become the Kayin, right? That's how it usually went. The assistant became the Kayin when the Kayin could no longer do the Avaida. But in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Chanina was there for a totally different reason. The Kehanim Gedolim were Amiratzim. They bought their way into the position. They didn't know what to do. Well, I don't know. What do? I shech from the tail, from the head? For sure, the most complicated halachis that the Kohen Gadol had to know, they had no clue. So Rabbi Chanina stood next to them and told them what to do. That's why they kept him a permanent assistant. That's why he was Skan HaKohanim. Someone to tell the Kohen Gadol what to do. You can buy the position. You can bribe the king to make you Kohen Gadol, but you can't bribe Hashem into knowing the halacha, so that you have to learn. But Rabbi Chanina accepted his role. So Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim Heyed, he testified Abba Dvarim to four things. Here's the first one. Miyameyam, all the days, Shal Kohanim of the Kohanim, Loi Nimnu, they never refrained, Milisroif Es Habasar, from burning meat of karbonis, Shenitma, that became Tamei Bivlad Hatoma. And this would be, let's say, Basar Kadashim that touched the Sheni. So it's a Shlishi Letumah. When the Mishnah says Vladatumah, it means anything under an Avatumah. So this Basar touched the Sheni, it's a Shlishi. They burnt that together, Im HaBasar, with Basar Shenitma Ba'Avatumah, that touched an Avatumah. Wait a second. Basar that touched an Avatumah is a Rishon Letumah. The meat that touched the Sheni is a Shlishi Letumah. By putting it all together in the fire, the Shlishi Letumah meat is touching the Rishon Letumah meat, that means that the Shlishi Letumah meat is becoming a Sheini Letumah. It's going up one level. It was Tami from before anyway, but it's still going up one level. Yet, the Kehanim did this, Afalpi, even though Shemesifin Tumal Tumasai. Even though they're adding Tumah, they're bringing up the Shlishi to the level of a Sheini. So in other words, what the first Edis of Rechanina is saying is, look, we take extreme precautions to make sure that Truma or Kachem shouldn't become Tamei. But once it became Tamei already, the fact that I'm bringing it up from a Shlishi to a Sheini Nishkeferlach. To this first Eidus, Hoysev Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva added a greater Chiddush. But first, metal Kalim, according to most Shittas, it's just metal Kalim, that become Tamei B'Tumas Meis, retain the same level of Tumah. In other words, a mess is an Aviyah Vaisetumah, higher than an Avatumah. If metal touches the mess, what is that metal? Also an Aviyah Vaisetum. Something that comes into contact with the mess that's not metal becomes an Avatum. But should a metal keli touch it, it stays an Avatum. Any metal keli, again, that's according to Moshe, some say any keli besides the Klicheres, but any metal keli, let's learn that way, that comes into contact with either the mess itself or something that became tummy through Tumas mess, doesn't go down a level, it stays at that level. Next. Let's say a person is tummy, he tables himself in a mikveh. He isn't completely tar, even after the mikveh, until the sun sets. From the time he tables himself, until when the sun sets, he's called a tvol yoim, and at that time he has a din of a sheni letumah. One more thing. It's mutter for kehanim to take truma temeya, which has to be burnt, but they could have hanah from the burning. Hanah from the burning? Yeah. How do you have hanah from burning? It's very simple. I want to sit down and eat supper, and eat oil to light a candle, light the lamp. candle doesn't have oil, but the lamp, I could pour in oil of Truma Temeya and it gets burnt up. I'm burning it up. You're allowed to have enough as it's burning. So now, Rav Chanina's Kanaganim told us a chiddush that they had no problem taking meat that was already a shlishi and putting it together with meat that was a rishain as they were burning it, even though in the process the shlishi meat is becoming a sheni meat. It's going up one level. Hoisif Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva adds a greater chiddush. Miyameim shel kehanim, throughout the days of the kehanim, referring to the kehanim of the Beis HaMikdash, lo'inimnu, they never refrained, milahadlik, from lighting as Hashem and oil, shenifsal betful yoyim. Let's say you have oil of truma that was touched by a tful yoyim. Tful yoyim means a person that toiveled himself and is waiting for the sun to set to complete his tari as din of a sheni latum. So the oil of truma that touched the tful yoyim is a shlishi latum, like any truma that touches a sheni, it becomes a shlishi. And they burnt this in the Beis HaMikdash, this oil, that's a shlishi latuma, because they touched the tful yoyim, they burnt it b'ner in a lamp, in a metal lamp, shenitma b'tmei meis, that became tame, because a person who was tame from a meis, he's an av hatuma, touched this lamp. So that lamp is an av hatuma, because anything, a metal keli for sure, that touches something that's tuma meis, stays on the same level. So if the person's an avatuma, because he touched the mace, the lamp that he touches is an avatuma. So now this shlishi latuma is being burnt in an avatuma. That means it becomes a rishon latuma. So what's Rabbi Kiva adding? Rabbi Chanina told us they burnt a shlishi with a rishon, even though it went up one level from shlishi to sheni. Rabbi Kiva is saying they burnt a shlishi with an av hatuma, so it goes up two levels. It goes up from shlishi to sheni to rishon latuma. Something that touches an av hatuma is a rishon latuma. That's Rabbi Kiva's chiddush over Rabbi Chanina, that they burnt oil, truma oil, that was touched by a tful yoyim, meaning it's a shlishi, with an av hatuma, av bisha masif and tuma al tuma, say, even though the shlishi is now becoming a rishon latuma. So again, Rabbi Chanina tells us a chiddush that as careful as we ought to make sure truma and kachim don't become tamei. Once it's a shlishi, they burnt it together with a rishon, although they bring it up from shlishi to sheni. Rabbi Akiva adds an even greater chiddush that they would even allow for truma that was a shlishi because it touched the tful yoyim to be burnt in a lamp that's an avatum, and so now it goes up to rishon latuma.